6 in your hymnal, so if you would come there and join us in singing. Shall we stand or sit?
Thank you.
We welcome you this morning, special welcome to our visitors. We're happy that you're with us today. We pray that this will be a meaningful worship for you too. We have a someone had an announcement, and I lost track of where you do. Okay.
Scott, would you please come forward? This is just a thank you from all of us, the church, for all that you have been doing with us, for us. And I guess a happy birthday.
Happy birthday also.
Happy birthday.
All right. Yes.
I have an announcement to make as well. On Saturday, November 3rd, we are having our annual soup and pie lunch. There's a little note in your bulletin about this week. As most of you know, it is a fantastic opportunity for us as members to reach out to our friends and neighbors and invite them to join us here at St. Luke's. So in order to help accomplish that, this year we're going to pre-sell lunch tickets, so that you can hand them out and encourage people to come. So if you see me after church today, I'll be selling them. It's $7 per ticket for lunch, as always, or you can get four for $25, so there's a little bit of savings there if you buy more. It's going to be a great time, as it always is. We're going to be selling cookies and baked goods. There'll be raffles and door prizes. The ladies group is working really hard to make crafts this year, some nice fall and Christmas things. So we want everybody to spread the word and reach out, because that's really what the main point of us having this event is community outreach. So this allows us a way to really do that. So see me after church.
Great.
We've got some tickets.
Thank you very much. Other announcements?
Just
yes.
Lois? Well, we'll have cake and ice cream after the service.
After the service today. For the birthday boy, right?
Yes. Should we sing?
Yes. Sing happy birthday.
Well, maybe we should. Yeah.
Yes.
Begin by turning to the confession and forgiveness, and let us stand as we're able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Reading for today is Amos 5, 6 through 7, 10 through 15. Seek the Lord and live, so he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who reproves in the great gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from them levies of grain, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe, and push aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. So now we are going to do the psalm, and I'm going to ask this side of the church to read the light printed words, and that side over there, read the darker printed words. Psalm 90, 12 through 17. Okay. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Be gracious to your servants.
Satisfy us by your steadfast love in the morning. So shall we rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad as many days as you afflicted us, and as many years as we suffered adversity.
Show your servants your works, and your splendor to their children. May the
graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper our handiwork.
The second reading for today is Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The term character you can apply as you wish. But the gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory
to you, Lord. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him,
"Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
Jesus said to him,
"Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
He said to him,
"Teacher, I've kept all these since my youth."
Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said,
"You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own. Give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
"How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God."
And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again,
"Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Then they were greatly astounded and said to one another,
"Then who can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said,
"For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible."
Peter began to say to him,
"Look, we have left everything and followed you."
Jesus said,
"Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. But I'm going to have some of the kids sit up here, and we have something special. Ellie is going to play "Jesus Loves Me." And I want all of you to sit where you can watch and see her play. Because, as I understand it, once a month, the children are going to do this. And you may get to play one of those bells. How would that be? All right. Ellie? To sit with the rest of them, and we can talk. I was going to talk about something else, but what happens if you play the wrong note?
You just go back to that note and play it again.
Oh, you play it again. You get to do it again. Fantastic. You know, I bet the people who play those chimes wish they could do it that well. Although they did pretty good today, didn't they? Yeah. How many of you know how to sew?
I do.
Do you know how to sew? Fantastic. You're better. I don't sew. My wife sewed beautiful things. But me, do you ever have to thread the needle?
I have.
Do you? Is it easy to thread that needle?
Yeah, I have that.
No.
I have done that.
Have you? At school, what do you use?
You use a string to pull it through.
A string?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, have you ever tried to put a rope through a needle?
No.
No? How about putting a camel into a needle?
No.
You couldn't put a camel in there?
Uh-uh.
Well, you know what? Jesus said that too. He said it's easier for to put a camel through an eye of a needle than it is for those who are really wealthy to go into heaven. So how are we going to get there?
To die.
Oh, to die. Yeah, I suppose that would help. Yeah.
Just don't be wealthy.
Don't be wealthy. Well, actually, what happens if you are wealthy?
Well, tough luck.
Tough luck. But you know what? Jesus gives us an out. Jesus doesn't tell everybody who is wealthy, you can't go to heaven. He says, what's impossible for us, God can do. So if we rely on God, it's possible. Right? All right. Let's say thank you to God, shall we? Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for making us wealthy. Wealthy with you. And help us always to rely on you so that no matter how much wealth or how little wealth we have, we know that you'll put that camel right through the eye of a needle the way it needs to go. So bless us, Lord. Bless us today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Ellie, thank you again. These days, we are asked to trust a lot of people. Politicians are telling us that we have to trust them because everything they say is true. Fact finders tell us everything they say is not true. So who do you believe? We're asked to believe the guy who calls up and says, I'm your computer technician. Let me on your computer and I'll fix it for you. We're asked to believe the guy who comes to our door after a major storm and says, I'll fix this all up for you and make it really good. You just have to give me a deposit. We're asked to believe all those people and a whole lot more. It's hard to know who to trust. You know, quite often we have people stop at church who, we call them transients, who are passing through. Over the years, I think I've heard about every story there is. They're always going to the East Coast or the West Coast, or they're going north, or they're going someplace. Their car breaks down or they run out of gas. The children haven't eaten in days, and the wife has a medication that needs to be filled and they don't have anything. Which of those guys do you trust? Do you just give them all everything you've got? Or do you have to make judgments despite the fact that you don't want to make judgments? Trust is a hard thing. Do you remember, some of you, way back when, there was an old commercial, the Isuzu man. He was selling cars on television, and every word that came out of his mouth was a lie. It was just, and it was so obvious that he was lying. And he was asking us to trust him. Well, throughout the ages, we've had that same problem. How do you know who to trust? What do you trust in? Our money says in God we trust. But most of us would say, well, in God we trust, but everybody else pays cash. You all know that one, right? What really is it that we trust in so much that we would risk our eternal life on it? Whoa, that changes the picture a little bit, doesn't it? What do we trust? I remember an old Jack Benny skit. And what most of you know that Jack Benny, for those who were too young to remember, Jack Benny was a guy who was very stingy with his money. And in this skit, there's a robber who has him at a gunpoint and says, your money or your life. And Jack Benny stands there and for the longest time. And finally, the robber says, what's it going to be? Your money or your life? And Benny says, well, I'm thinking. He couldn't decide which was more important, his money or his life. Well, do we have that problem ourselves? Who do we trust? Amos the prophet, who writes in our first reading, is sometimes called the prophet of social justice. Amos came from the south. Remember, the nation is divided. The southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel have split. And he's from the south. And he's sent up north to proclaim a word to the people up there. Now keep in mind that up north of where they are, there's another nation. It's called Assyria. And it's the one that is most dreaded, the most feared and hated nation on the face of the earth. Sometimes as I read some of their history, I think, my word, Adolf Hitler took his lessons from the Assyrians, the horrible things he did to people. They had stacked pyramids built out of human skulls of the people they conquered. It was a horrible nation. And Amos sees them on the horizon. And he says to the people of Israel, you need to change your ways. Right now, you are trampling on the poor. You are oppressing the righteous. And you are taking bribes. You are doing everything that God tells you not to. You see, the Assyrians made the same mistake that some of us made. And that is, we put God in a box. Wouldn't it be nice to just say, God is here in this church. And when we go out the door, he doesn't know anything. You see, we can get by with whatever we want. That's what the people of Israel were saying. But God really doesn't watch what we do. We're free to do our own thing, our way. And Amos says, no, you're not. God does see, and God does judge, and God does call us to account. And therefore, the bottom line of what Amos says is, seek the Lord and trust only him. Follow the way of the Lord and do what God calls you to do, not what you want to do yourself. It's so easy to fall into the trap of wanting to do things our way, the way we've always done it. It's easier that we don't have to think about God in those cases. The writer of our second reading from Hebrews points out that before God, we are all naked. I've often looked at that and thought, ooh. Well, can you imagine a whole congregation full of naked people? Or me standing up here naked? Really ugly. Huh? Not a good sight. But what he's talking about is not physical nakedness. He's talking about spiritual nakedness. God knows every thought, every word, every deed, every hope or dream we've ever had. We can't hide it. We can't keep God away from it. He knows. And the writer of Hebrews says, you know, if we were to rely on our goodness, we're in trouble. We really are in trouble. We're like the Assyrians. In thought, word, or deed, we are not perfect angels. But, he says, we have this high priest named Jesus who comes and intercedes for us. That's our hope. That's our one hope. Seek the Lord, Amos said, and live. I think the writer of Hebrews would say the same thing. If we seek the Lord and put our trust in him, our nakedness goes away. And we are one with God. In our gospel today, this ruler comes to Jesus. And by the way, thank you to my cast of characters. Didn't they do a good job? Yes. Fantastic. Helped us see the gospel in a different light. But he comes to Jesus, and you know, he's got everything. Everything anybody could ever hope for. But, you know, he says, you know, what do I need to get the other thing? What does it take for me to get into heaven? How many of you have asked that question? What am I going to have to do to get into heaven?
Die.
Come on, you can be honest. We've all thought that. Am I going to make it into heaven?
Die.
Now, the good news is, the gospel says, we have a way. We have a great high priest who's going to help us out. But this young man asked Jesus the right question. What do I need to do? And Jesus looked at, I love this line. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Wow. Think about that. What that means. This isn't a guy that Jesus says, oh, this guy is a rich young fool. He doesn't know anything. He looks at him as he is. And he loves him. Just as he looks at us the way we are. And he loves us. Despite all the sin, despite all the failures, he still loves us. And he looks into his heart as he looks into ours, and he realizes there is just one thing this young man is missing. And he says, just sell everything and give it away. Now, one of our mistakes is that we want to put everybody into that mold and say, well, what Jesus is saying is all of us should give away everything we have and just live on whatever. That's not what he's saying. He looks into our heart and he says, what is it that separates you from God? It may be a habit. It may be a way of life. It may be some thoughts or something that you do. What is it that separates you from God? Because that's what he's telling this young man to give away. Get rid of it. Let it go. Seek the Lord and live. As we go through this whole transition period, we're going to discover that we're being asked to trust one another. Trust doesn't just happen, and I don't expect you to trust me from the get-go. I'm one of those Southerners. Well, actually, I grew up just east of here in Nebraska, but right now I'm a Southerner coming up to the north, and how do you trust those guys from down there? Well, on the other hand, I have to trust you and to love you the way Jesus does. Because in the end, when we work together, we can discover those things that will work and those things that won't. And we can let go of those things that don't. And we can gather up those things that will. And we will discover what it means to walk the path that Jesus walks. To allow Jesus to guide us and to find the things that God wants us to do. The problem the Israelites had was that they didn't want to know what God wanted. They wanted to do things their way. Sometimes we fall into that trap too, of wanting to do things our way and failing to look at what God wants. But God has a plan. We don't always know it. And we don't always follow it, but God calls us to seek him so that we really can live as the people of God we're called to be. So may God bless us and keep us in his way and lead us into all the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. May my life and my way be.
hymn. I always think of that hymn as the most dangerous hymn in our hymnal. If you take it seriously, that's dangerous. Take my life, Lord. Let it be all for you. Let us confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Longing for God's will to be fulfilled among us, we pray persistently for the church, the world, and all people in need. Almighty God, holy and righteous, cut our hearts open by your living word. Break down our pride and self-assurance, and transform us by your gentle mercy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless workers who clear fields to prepare for barren season to come. Bring the harvest of your creation to completion, even as we look forward to the blossoming of new life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Exercise and establish your true justice in courtrooms, in prisons, in neighborhoods. Guide those who manage great wealth to do so with generosity and compassion. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Pour out favor this day upon those who are afflicted and in need of your healing hand, especially Lowell Ott, Linda Morgan and her family as they mourn the loss of her niece, Ryan Lofgren, and those that you mention in your hearts now. Send them companions who will show them you're ever near. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless St. Luke's and Pastor Larry as we work through the transition process and work toward calling a settled pastor so that we will be the living body of Christ you have called us to be. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Build up relationships among people of different beliefs and backgrounds. Use the cooperation between this congregation and Union Congregational, as well as other churches of Buffalo, to reveal your goodness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gather us with all the saints whom you have made righteous in death and resurrection of Christ. Through him, give us all the gifts of your kingdom and life eternal. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Enfold all things in your compassion, O God, and bring us into your life through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered, in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, the banquet is for all, is now ready. You may be seated.
Spirit of our Lord Jesus be with you.
Please stand as you are able. The body of our lady, body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
worship committee briefly before everybody disappears?